Welcome to Jamaica House Weekly, the program that takes you through the pages of the Prime Minister's diary. I'm Athalia Reynolds Baker. Thanks for joining us. A total of 40 teachers who have given outstanding service to education were presented with the Prime Minister's Medal of Appreciation on Thursday, June 25. Addressing the presentation ceremony, Prime Minister Portia Simpson-Miller said the government will continue to make significant investments in the education sector in order to improve quality and performance standards. She says the education sector has consistently received the greatest share of the budget after making provision for debt repayment. This amounts to over $80 billion each year.
We see education as the best means for individual fulfillment and national development. The government that I lead accepts that quality education is a right, not a privilege. It is a right. This is one of our main guiding principles as we negotiate in the global arena the goals and targets for the post-2015 development agenda.
Mrs. Simpson-Miller says the government's efforts in education are designed to equip every Jamaican with the knowledge, skills, values, and attitudes to become productive citizens. Come September, students at the Coburn Gardens Primary and Junior High School in Kingston will benefit from a behavior modification program aimed at addressing antisocial tendencies. The initiative is designed to identify students with behavioral problems and recommend intervention to effectively deal with the issues. Speaking at the launch on June 19, the Prime Minister said the initiative will support the government's behavior modification program, which seeks to improve academic performance and develop well-rounded students.
The success of the program will require the involvement of everyone. Parents are urged to cooperate with the school and to express their interest in having their child analyzed. In this way, parents can help to bring about positive change.
Statistics from the Ministry of National Security show that 3,671 students were recorded to have displayed antisocial behavior of varying degrees during the 2012 to 2013 academic year. The behavior modification program is being undertaken by social work company One Step Forward Consultancy, based in the United Kingdom. Also on June 19, Mrs. Simpson-Miller attended the Unite for Change National Forum on Youth Violence Prevention at the Jamaica Conference Center in downtown Kingston. She restated her call for Jamaicans to expose known perpetrators of child abuse, even if they were relatives or friends.
Don't shield your wife, mother, father, husband, friend, sweetheart, sugar daddy, brother, uncle, neighbor, or friend if that person is hurting a child or inappropriately involved with a child.
The Prime Minister says child abuse can only be prevented when families and communities break the culture of silence and tell the police what they know.
Talk before the acts are committed, as well as report what you know when children are abused or murdered. Don't cover up child abuse, whether it is happening in your family or in your community. We must report child abuse to the police, and especially the Center for the Investigation of Sexual Offenses and Child Abuse, SOCO, the Child Development Agency, the Office of the Children's Advocate, and the Office of the Children Registry.
Information Minister Senator Sandra Faulkner was also at the Unite for Change conference and added her voice to the call for greater protection of children.
Let us stand together and actively work to protect our children from all forms of violence, especially gender-based violence. Do the right thing and volunteer to protect our children.
That's it for this week's program. Thanks for listening. I'm Athalia Reynolds-Baker with studio engineer Andre Palmer, inviting you to join us again next week for another edition of Jamaica House Weekly.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.